apathy and frustration are on the rise among voters in Quito ahead of Sunday's wide-ranging referendum promoted by embattled President Guillermo Lasso to address the country's deteriorating social and economic conditions.
We have no faith in politicians for all the scandals that happened recently. People have lost trust in politics. Esta
consulta. With an approval rating below 20%, a hostile Congress, mounting government corruption allegations, and a dramatic rise in gang-related crime, conservative President Lasso has been left with little space to maneuver. But the 8 referendum questions, which cover security issues, reducing the number of lawmakers in Congress, environmental protection, and the possible extradition of Ecuadorians, could help him regain initiative.
Popular consultations usually become a referendum on the current administration. But in this case, despite the president's major loss in political capital, the referendum has strong support because it addresses fundamental issues for the people.
But critics argue that Lasso is hoping to use the referendum for a personal political win, a way to try to boost support for his failing presidency to the detriment of the country's democracy.
The former president of Ecuador's Constitutional Assembly says the reduction of assembly members will reduce representation of remote areas and strengthen the hand of the most powerful parties.
Far from solving problems, this referendum could exacerbate some of them. It's like a poisonous apple that shines on the surface. But if you read the questions and annexes carefully, you'll see it won't solve neither security issues or democratic instability, even less the environment. It's a tricky and deceitful referendum, unfortunately.
In June, Lasso barely survived an impeachment vote after 2 weeks of cost of living indigenous-led protests that brought the country to a halt. Indigenous leader Leonidas Issa is leading the no campaign. He says the government should instead comply with the agreements that ended the demonstrations.
The government strategically avoids implementing the agreement and comes up with this referendum to confound things. All it really wants is to get some oxygen to continue trying implementing policies that have not worked until now.
Polls show the referendum results could be very close, and on Sunday, Ecuadorians will also elect more than 5,000 local officials. With the opposition expected to gain seats across the country, even the passing of the referendum might end up being a short-lived victory for Lasso. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Quito.